Hey guys, sounds like you're having a really nice time in that space, which is terrific for y'all. That's terrific. I'm glad. I want to start today with oh gosh, the prayer from Acts in NTI. I thought I had it marked, but hang on just a second. I'm a little discombobulated. In chapter one. So this prayer says, Father, I do not know what is best for me now, in this time and this place, that I may be led back to you. Because I cannot see the path I am ready to walk. Take my hand. And send me your voice to guide. I shall go where it asks me to go, and I shall do as it asks me to do in joy and peace and certainty. And it's obvious that there's some upset within me going on. I feel like a downer after all that shared from you guys just in the last 30 minutes. I really felt hesitant to even pick up the mic because I feel like, the water on the fire. My experience right now is more reflective of the part in NTI that talks about tough times and that they're normal in the purification process. And I had a little fear introduced into my life. I had a chest x-ray, and apparently there's a couple spots on my right lung that they want to do a CAT scan on. And so I've had obviously some further thoughts around that. And while I can't say that, it was anything like, intense fear or, a freak out or anything like that, because it really, when the information was relayed to me, it was just like I took it, just kind of like in stride. And it's like it is what it is. At the same time, it's only been, like a day later, and I noticed the recurrence of like what the hell? Here we go. It's been ongoing for just all kinds of tough times for a while now. And I've heard people in the room say, it's prior to a breakthrough, and I haven't experienced anything like that. And so sometimes I get pissed off that this stuff goes on, and I haven't really felt any kind of major shift in so long. I feel discouraged. I feel like, I feel down about it. I don't feel very trustful. I don't know. I don't really know what I feel. I just feel discouraged again. So I feel like, again, the water on this beautiful fire that, this beautiful sharing that just went on, and here I am, And it really makes me not even want to talk anymore because it's just such a pisser for me to be that one right now. But I'm just, sharing what's going on with me. And it's not all this, oh, joy and happiness and energy. And there's none of that shit going on for me. So I feel maybe jealous. I don't really know. Jealousy isn't really something that I've struggled with a lot in my life at all. Little bits of it here and there, but it's not what I would call like I'm just a jealous type person because I just don't feel that way. But it's I hear it over the internet, and it's kind of like it doesn't mean anything to me what you're saying. It doesn't. It's not a felt experience at all on my end of it. It's just like and you guys because you live there, you get to go there over and over and over again. And so for you, it's like a visceral thing. It's like something, feeling a real feeling, a real excitement, a real, I hear it over the internet. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's exciting, but it's not that exciting when you're not really experiencing it and you're not really feeling it. You're not really seeing it. You're none of that. And so it feels almost like removed from my experience. Almost like a pipe dream in my mind. It's like, don't kid yourself. So, yeah. I've been not so much sharing and gentle healing either. I'm doing the work every day. Really enjoying Karen's meditations, all of it, the tips, the reading. I have a willingness to do it every single day. And maybe I have an expectation that there should be some sort of, shift or change or miracle or something, but it just has not showed up for me. And I'm feeling a bit impatient about that. Like, what the hell? I mean, am I one of these people that's going to go through my whole existence without this experience, this direct experience that I'm asking for, that I'm wanting, and I just feel really sick of even talking about it. And I'm not sure that I want to finish the rest of this, or read from Experience Your Perfect Soul today because of, my emotional condition right now. I think I'd rather just give up the mic and if you do whatever you want. So, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna release the mic. Thanks, guys. Okay, I'm gonna go to Experience Your Perfect Soul, because it's always very comforting for me and it is truth. It is wisdom. It's here for my highest good. And so we're beginning on page 245 in a section called In the Light. And we've been reading from Elise Morgan, which is chapter 7, the last portion of Experience Your Perfect Soul. So here we go in the light. The light has come. You are starting a new venture. Oh, page, it's two, page 245. You are starting a new venture, Walking into the present moment, fully prepared. To find your peace, your integral security, you must take time alone. Time to go into the light and return to the soul of your soul, the heart of your heart. Your one purpose is to be true, true, true. And that was In the Light. The next section is called Your Goal. Choose the greater way, the way of truth, sincerity, love. The way is distinctly clear and direct. This is simply to point the way more clearly to the little self. Living stillness brings me forth. Living stillness brings me forth. And one of the things that I've enjoyed about Karen's meditations are the inquiry questions pointing out that that me is not a separate me from me, not a different me from me, not something other than the me that's me. It's the truth of me. And this the inquiry questions, I think from maybe it was yesterday in particular. What I decided to do in that meditation practice was go for an early morning walk. Rather than closing my eyes and sitting still in that meditation, I took my headphones and went for my walk early in the morning when it's still cool, as we were expecting, like a 92 degree day, and it was very muggy. And so I had this thought that I would listen open-eyed while I was walking to the meditation. And I so enjoyed doing that, almost like a precursor to the time I took later to then close my eyes and do the meditation again. And I may incorporate that as my daily routine, change it up a bit, where I listen to it first with eyes open, concentrating while I'm walking, not concentrating in a sense where it's like efforting, but taking in everything that seems to be external to myself with my eyes open, with the recognition that it's all occurring within awareness. And I am that awareness. That's all I am, is that awareness. That's it. And everything that seems to be happening is occurring within that awareness. And that awareness is this living stillness. Living stillness, not apart from me, not separate from me, not different than me. It's my true self, and that self deserves my attention. So living stillness brings me forth. Go directly for your goal. It is not ahead. It is attainable now. Each step eases the way. Each step prepares the next step. Call me into every detail, every word and thought. until you feel yourself correlated in oneself. I'm going to read that little three-liner again. Call me into every detail, every word and thought, until you feel yourself correlated in oneself. You know, there is no division. There is no split mind. There is no other. And the thing I've most enjoyed about Karen's meditations is the emphasis on the oneself. Not the differences, not the split mind, not the ego, not any of that, but on the truth. The truth, not the falsity. The acceptance of that truth. And so, as you know, words appear, thoughts appear. My part in the, you know, our lesson today, our tip today talked about, you know, the script or the code, and the part that we seem to play in that, and that attention on that part and making that part real, making those thoughts real, making those details real, all of that can be seen as occurring within myself as awareness, within that one self, but unaffected. Even the emotions that are experienced, the feelings that are felt, they are all occurring within the awareness. The awareness itself isn't crying. It's unaffected. That's the truth. That's who I am. And the part that I'm playing is for my own healing, no matter what seems to be happening. So back to the reading. Keep in the light, wholly concerned with the blazing being of love. And that's capitalized, blazing being of love. And that's how I felt the expression that Anne was sharing. She felt that blazing being of love. Stepping into the light of, you know, a space that was resonating with a high vibration that she viscerally noticed and experienced among, you know, the other, among, you know, Regina saying the same, and Jacqueline saying the same, and Lisa saying the same, and, you know, I'm sure several others that have visited the area that we haven't heard from quite so extensively. So keep in the light, wholly concerned with the blazing being of love. Your mind, my mind, has been scattered, uncertain, insecure. Boy, if that's not the truth, I can't tell you. I can't even tell you. Watch me, the living, breathing presence. The way is gained through silently fulfilling, silently opening your soul to the Holy One and calling Calling the breathing presence, your very own self, into the midst of your sphere, making your own true being first, first, first. And that makes me want to cry. Yesterday, my husband checked in with me later in the day. He's out of town the whole week, and so he checked in with me later in the day and, you know, kind of said something like, "What are you doing?" And I said, "The most important thing I can't do, spending time with God, spending time with myself." And that's what I was doing when he sent the text. And so he's fully in support of that. And so, you know, after we had just a bit of back and forth, I went back to that because I do want that to be first. And there have been, you know, just a ton of distractions with this, you know, building process and kind of having to, you know, step up to it. So it does distract somewhat and offer, you know, daily opportunities for healing or upset. And some days are better than others. Yeah, as you know, I've talked about that to some degree. And funny enough, Michael Langford recommended that I watch a movie from like 19, I think it's like 1945 with, I don't even remember the name of it. I have it in his email to me. And it's about a woman. I think he said Cary Grant was in the movie, and it's about Mr. Somebody. Mr. I think the title of it was something like Mr. Somebody, I can't remember the somebody's name at the moment, building his dream house. That's sort of the name of the movie. And he recommended that I watch it because it's, you know, kind of like about the woman dealing with the woman dealing with the subcontractors in the house and whatnot. So I'm going to watch that movie. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I had to laugh. That he was even listening to anything I had to say. Yeah, especially in regards to those, you know, trivial sorts of things that seem to be occurring for me in this scattered, uncertain, insecure mind of mine. And being reminded to be wholly concerned with the blazing being of love instead, with keeping in the light instead, with calling higher self into every detail of that process, that building process. Every word that I choose in my communication with subcontractors, calling my higher self into that process. Every thought I'm having about that building process, question that thought and see if there's love in that thought or ego in that thought, looking at it all as it's happening, and all of these ongoing health issues that, you know, at least for me are like, you know, sort of shocking, because it's like, Jesus, I've been healthy, really healthy, and gratefully so my whole life. And so to have, you know, kind of this strange occurrence of, you know, even the sciatica, I thought I had sciatica. I don't have sciatica at all. That was just made up in my mind. I do have, you know, the things you learn. Iliotibial band syndrome, which is kind of the same general area where there's this thick tissue in a tendon that runs from your hip down to your ankle. And it's aggravated for me. So what I had mistaken as sciatica is not sciatica at all. So, the things you learned, but those kind of details, it's like, call me into that detail. Call me into the concern you have over that as well. Call me into all of it. Again, this last paragraph said the way is gained through silently fulfilling, silently opening your soul to the Holy One, and calling the breathing presence, your very own self, into the midst of your sphere, making your own true being first, first, first. Go into the deeps of love. Empty yourself of every drop of bitterness. Stripped, that's a good word though for me, bitterness. We have a dear friend that often uses that word, and the way he's said it over the years always makes both my husband and I laugh. When he'll be speaking about, some story in his life, and he'll say something like, "I'm just so bitter about it," just the way he says it, and he says it in almost like a serious way, but a joking way as well. It's just his pet word. He's just so bitter, and it makes me laugh even to think of him saying it. So it's just a piece of myself. Empty yourself of every drop of bitterness. Stripped of outer desires, give yourself to me. Stripped of outer desires. That little personal I think it should go this way. I want it to be that way. I want it to look like this. I want, I want, I want, I, that I. That I that's just incessantly obsessed with having it go my way. Stripped of outer desires, give yourself to me. Why are you unjoyful? Why are you unjoyful? Why are you unjoyful? And if I were to reply, from the human perspective, I could answer that in, a thousand different ways. But I am not that. And I don't want to place my attention there. Because I see that that unjoyful one does desire unhappiness, does desire seeing the cause of upset as external, or seeing life as, rotten, or the world as a horrible place. That part of the script that was talked about today, that is untrue. That's the script that's untrue. And I change my part in the script by letting go of the stinking thinking, as Karen says. A. Ramana. A. Ramana says, thinking is stinking. It is. if you know, if I take the time to look at the thoughts, look at the unjoyful thoughts, they do stink. They're not fun. There's nothing happy about them. They're bitter. So if my attention is drawn there and stays there, that's why I'm unjoyful. So withdraw my attention. Don't let it linger there. Don't let it rest there. Don't give it any power by embellishing whatever story's going on. None of that. That's all the rotten, stinking thinking. Yeah, bad habits. So perfect stillness, perfect quietness, perfect love emanate in the silence of the newborn. My nose is so stuffed up. I hope you guys can hear me. I can hardly hear myself. Perfect stillness, perfect quietness, perfect love emanate in the silence of the newborn. The open door is filled with light. Rejoice, rejoice. You must be still in your work, not scattering confusion. Senseless thoughts give forth an atmosphere of separation. Cease your worldly thoughts. Enter into the day's work with untold love, untold joy. Accept the light of illumined understanding. Love is expanding. The way is becoming brighter and brighter. Hey God, guys, I'm going to go blow my nose real quick. Okay, the next piece. Let's see, I got a few more minutes to go. So the next piece is called The Way is Free. The Way is Free. The season of advancement is here, and the light of love is with you. Lift up your head. Rejoice. The way is free and clear. The day is perfect. Light shines ahead. I'm just full of tears today. That brings tears to my eyes. I am the way. I am the path. My life is yours. Be willing to receive me now. Be still. Heed the call of the soul. Each step must be taken in love. And I just want to say straight away, out loud, I am willing to receive right now. I am willing. Yeah, my nose is all blocked again. Oh, God. So this piece is called Rest Content. Trust me in the depths of your soul and let go. Let go. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Keep on and on letting go until you are content in this very minute of eternity. Contentment, peace, serenity are under the surface. As you deeply let go and trust yourself wholly to me, you absorb my life, my strength, my peace while you rest. And I'm going to reread that. It's only two paragraphs, and it's called Rest Content. Trust me in the depths of your soul and let go. Let go from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Keep on, letting go until you are content in this very minute of eternity. Contentment, peace, serenity, are under the surface. As you deeply let go and trust yourself wholly or completely to me, you absorb my life, my strength, my peace, while you rest. So this next piece, these are little short pieces here, about half a page each. And this next one is called Be of Good Cheer. So we had The Way is Free, Rest Content. Now we're on Be of Good Cheer. Live in the present moment and fulfill, realizing that this hour is all complete now, today. Open your mind, listen with your ears, and break your thought of habit, your idea of fatigue. The world is the self of everyone who lives and breathes and does not know his divine inheritance. And that self spoken of there is small s self. So again, the world is the self of everyone who lives and breathes and does not know his divine inheritance. And our tip today, very much spoke about the world as being unreal, and the reason that it's unreal is because it's constantly shifting and changing. There's nothing about it that stays the same. And we can easily see that. The only thing that seems to make it real are my thoughts about it. My investment in the thinking that comes from a script, from a part in a play that I've agreed to play without knowing consciously that I'm playing a part, that I'm believing thoughts that are untrue. That part that's played unconsciously does believe it's real. Does believe there are private thoughts, does believe in this small self, separate from another self. That self is the self that, doesn't know divine inheritance at all. That's what the tip spoke to today. We can be stuck in the script forever and ever and ever when we're unconscious of the truth. The truth of who we really are. And the slits in the script are those opportunities where we
Thanks,
can step
Cheryl.
out of the box, out of the habit, out of the thinking mind, out of the emotions, out of the feelings, out of the madness. And ask in trust. What's the next step? What am I to do now? And show me clearly, because I seem to be daft sometimes, unable to see, blind, unaware. Make it obvious to me, please. I promise I'll be open. So again, be of good cheer. Live in the present moment and fulfill, realizing that this hour is all complete now, today. Open your mind, listen with your ears, and break your thought of habit, your idea of fatigue. The world is the self of everyone who lives and breathes and does not know his divine inheritance. So I'm going to end there, which is on page 249. And just, okay, yeah, I can. Cheryl's asking me to read that one more time. Open your mind, listen with your ears, and break your thought of habit, your idea of fatigue. The world is the self of everyone who lives and breathes and does not know his divine inheritance. So I'm ending again on page 249, halfway down. I'll start there next week. I appreciate you guys being patient with me. I had a rocky start today, but I hung in there anyway. And yeah, so yep, love you all. Giving up the mic. Thanks.